visiting with PCM Head Girls varsity basketball coach Samia Solomon-Rodriguez, talking tonight, Wednesday night, after their regional win over Creston here at home in the regional semifinal. Coach, you know, just walk me through the game a little bit.
Yeah, I thought the first half I loved what we were doing on the defensive end. I think we only let them score two in the second quarter. We were pressuring everywhere, getting some good traps in, good help defense. I thought we were really playing tendencies well. So super proud of our defensive end in that first half. Second half, just a couple lackadaisical turnovers on our end turned to easy buckets on their end. So, I mean, you can't have those turnovers turn into layups, because when they're struggling to score, you just can't give them that momentum. So we'll learn from that. They play 1-3-1 zone that we don't see a whole lot of, and so it took us a little bit to settle into it. Our shooting percentage couldn't have been good. I haven't seen it yet, but it's definitely not what we're typically shooting. So a little tight, you know. It's playoff run. You're playing at home. You don't know this team that well, but figured out a way to score more and finish it.
You know, not probably exactly where you wanted to be offensively in this game, but defensively you got to be happy with holding, you know, a pretty quality opponent in Creston to such a limited scoring.
Yeah, absolutely. And senior heavy, they're used to playing together. They've had good success this year, so proud of how our kids played tendencies and locked on to them.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, I don't like to bring it up a whole lot, but, you know, you guys haven't lost a game since, you know, before Thanksgiving. You know, what is this run kind of like? You know, how do you kind of leave that behind you a little bit now that we're at the highest stakes level of basketball and just focus on the game ahead?
It's win every quarter that we can. If we win every quarter, you don't have to worry about the game. You don't have to worry about trying to come up with something at the end. Find a way, you know, and I have goals for every team that we're playing, how many I want them to win every quarter by. Sometimes it's win by 10, sometimes win by 5 every quarter, and sometimes those are lofty goals, but I think defensively, we're that good of a team. I think if we score like we normally do tonight, I think this is a better feeling game, but I'm super happy with defensively with how we locked it in.
That was kind of going to be my next question, but do you feel that, you know, where you're at right now, even with a couple, you know, missteps tonight, that defensively you can compete with anybody that you play?
Man, I sure do think so. We play collectively really well. We play individually really well. I just feel like defensively, these girls know that's how we're going to win ball games. Offense can come and go. Sometimes we're great, sometimes we're not. But they've locked in on it. So I like our defense against anybody that we come up against.
If your outside shooting is not on par where you would like to be necessarily, how crucial is your post play? And do you feel that you have quality post play that can help, you know, kind of pick up the slack a little
bit?
Yeah,
I sure do. But the way they just stuck it in the lane there with that 3-1, it was hard for us to get some inside touches. I thought we got a couple late, which I'm proud that we learned from our early mistakes and got it inside. But if we're not hitting on the outside, we need those outside shots. So based on the little bit I've looked at, I don't think we're going to see a 1-3-1 on Saturday, but I'll get into film in the next couple days and figure out what we're facing against Mediapolis.
Coach, another game against Mediapolis, you know, two top 10 teams coming together here in Monroe, you know, like I mentioned, top 10 teams, only one of you guys can go to state. Talk about kind of what that game means to you and the stakes going into that.
We're just focused on getting better tomorrow in practice. We'll get into film on them, figure out how we best think that we can lock down some of their scores. I mean, they shoot it. I don't know what they put up tonight, but they score some points. So figure out what we can do to slow them down offensively, and then take a look at their defense and figure out how we need to attack it on the offensive end. But we'll attack it just like we have every other game, because it's worked for us. No game's too big. But, you know, the next game's the most important, and that's how we've handled it all year. So we'll focus on that first quarter and see how it goes.
Coach, don't want to bring up last year, but you were in the same spot last year when on the road to Williamsburg in that regional final. Now have an opportunity to host a game against another really quality opponent. You know, what is it? Is there a difference maker, and do you feel that you can learn from your experience last year and take it into this year?
Absolutely. I mean, we were in that spot. We were at a really good Williamsburg team that had a great run. Were senior heavy, had a really good guard. Just fell short up there, and we hate that. We hated that taste, and it's fueled us this offseason. It's fueled us this season, and obviously our crowd's awesome, so to be able to play another one here and let them cheer for us in the student section is great. And of course we want to play at home, and to have that opportunity, it's just a credit to how hard these girls have worked all season to win the games that they needed to put ourselves in this position.
Coach, before I let you go, you know, going to be a big game here Saturday night. Just your encouragement for all Mustang fans to come out and support these
man.
Girls.
Listen, I know we're live streaming this thing. I know that you can watch it on your comfy couch. Get out here and get loud for these girls. They deserve it. They worked their rear ends this season off, and they deserve this place to be packed and make it a hard place for Mediapolis to come into.
Good luck Saturday night.
Yeah, thank you.